Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a company that's been making waves in the digital infrastructure and high-performance computing space, Applied Digital Corporation, ticker APLD on the NASDAQ. If you're curious about whether this stock is a potential gem for your portfolio or just another hype train, stick around because I've got a comprehensive breakdown for you. Let's get started. So first things first, let's talk about what Applied Digital does and why it's caught the attention of investors. This isn't a household name like Apple or Tesla, so a little context goes a long way. Applied Digital is a designer, builder, and operator of next-generation digital infrastructure, focusing heavily on high-performance computing, or HPC, and cloud services. Think data centers tailored for cutting-edge tech like AI, machine learning, and blockchain workloads. They've positioned themselves right at the heart of the AI boom, and with demand for data center capacity skyrocketing, this company is in a fascinating spot. We'll unpack their financials, recent performance, and long-term potential to see if the hype matches the reality. Let's zoom in on the company profile. Based in Dallas, Texas, Applied Digital was formerly known as Applied Blockchain before rebranding in 2022 to reflect its broader focus on digital infrastructure. Led by CEO Wesley Cummins, the company employs about 150 people and operates in the information technology services industry within the broader technology sector. Their mission is to power the future of tech with specialized data centers, and they've been aggressively expanding their footprint to meet the needs of hyperscalers and AI-driven enterprises. With a market cap sitting at around $7.9 billion and a current stock price of $27.60, they're not a small player, but they're still in growth mode. One thing to note right off the bat, their beta is a whopping 7.27, meaning this stock is incredibly volatile compared to the market. Buckle up if you're considering a position. Now, let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. Applied Digital has shown some serious growth in this department over the past few years. Looking at their fiscal 2025 full-year results, they brought in $215.5 million in revenue, up from $136.6 million in 2024 and a mere $55.4 million in 2023. That's a massive jump, nearly quadrupling their top line in just a couple of years. This growth is largely driven by their focus on high-performance computing and data center services, which are in hot demand as AI applications explode. While I don't have a detailed breakdown of their revenue by segment for the most recent periods, it's clear their pivot to HPC and cloud services is paying off. The trend here is undeniable. They're scaling fast, and that $1 billion NOI target management has thrown out there doesn't seem as far-fetched as it once did. Moving on to their earnings, let's break down the latest results from their fiscal third quarter of 2026. Applied Digital crushed expectations, posting revenue of $126.6 million against estimates of $76.6 million. That's a staggering 139% year-over-year increase, fueled by their high-performance computing segment and strong data center demand. On the earnings per share front, they delivered an adjusted EPS of 9 cents, way better than the anticipated loss of 10 cents. However, not everything was rosy. They did report a wider-than-expected loss on a non-adjusted basis, which spooked some investors. Still, the market initially reacted positively to the beat, though we've seen some pullback since. Key takeaways? Their growth trajectory is strong, but profitability remains a work in progress. I also took a look at the earnings call transcript from that Q3 2026 report, and there were some insightful nuggets from management. CEO Wesley Cummins highlighted the incredible demand for AI data center capacity as a core driver of their revenue surge. They've secured some massive hyperscaler deals, which points to long-term expansion potential. Management also reaffirmed their ambitious $1 billion NOI target, showing confidence in their growth pipeline. They did acknowledge challenges, though. Rising costs and the need to balance expansion with financial discipline were recurring themes. Still, they emphasized their focus on locking in long-term leases with investment-grade customers and maintaining a solid financial position to fund future projects. It's clear they're playing the long game here. Let's dive deeper into the financial statements to get a fuller picture. On the income statement side for fiscal 2025, while revenue hit $215.5 million, net income was a loss of $231 million, translating to an EPS of -$0.16. That's a steep loss, worse than the $149.3 million loss in 2024. Margins are a concern. Net profit margin sits at a -52.4%, and ROE is -15.8%. They're burning cash to grow, which isn't uncommon for a company in this phase, but it's something to watch. On the balance sheet, total assets grew to $1.87 billion in 2025, up from $762.9 million the prior year, showing heavy investment in infrastructure. However, total liabilities also spiked to $1.24 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.79, which introduces leverage risk. Cash flow-wise, operating cash flow was negative, $115.4 million in 2025, and free cash flow is also deeply negative. They're spending big on CapEx to build out capacity, which could pay off down the line, but pressures liquidity in the short term. So what about valuation? Is Applied Digital priced for perfection, or is there room to run? At $27.60 per share, the stock trades at a price-to-sales ratio of 21.1, which is sky-high, reflecting the growth expectations baked in. However, with a price-to-earnings ratio of -38.3 due to ongoing losses, traditional PE metrics don't tell us much. Enterprise value is around $8.6 billion, factoring in their debt load. Analyst consensus leans toward a moderate buy, with 12 buy ratings, 2 strong buys, and 2 sells out of 16 total analysts. The sentiment is generally positive, but that high valuation means any misstep could lead to a sharp correction. Compared to industry peers in IT services, where the average PE is around 23.3, Applied Digital's lack of profitability makes it a riskier bet at this price. Let's break this down further with a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, Applied Digital's revenue growth is a standout. Quadrupling sales in a few years is no small feat, and their positioning in the AI and HPC space aligns perfectly with megatrends. They've also secured hyperscaler deals, which provide a runway for future stability. On the weaknesses side, profitability is a major issue. Those deep losses and negative margins show they're far from self-sustaining. High debt levels after a recent $2.5 billion senior notes offering add leverage risk. For opportunities, the AI boom is just getting started, and demand for data center capacity could propel them to new heights if they execute well. Threats include intense competition in the data center space, giants with deeper pockets could squeeze them, and any slowdown in AI spending could hit them hard. Plus, their high beta means macro volatility could amplify downside risk. It's a mixed bag, but the growth story is compelling if they can turn the corner on profitability. Looking at recent performance, Applied Digital's stock chart tells a wild story. Over the past year, the stock is up an incredible 185.27%, and over 5 years, it soared 498.76%. That's the kind of return that grabs attention. However, short-term moves paint a different picture, down 19.4% in the last week and 18.10% over the past month as of the latest data. There's been a 20% pullback recently, likely tied to mixed reactions to their Q3 earnings and concerns over their sales mix or lack of concrete lease news. Zooming out, though, the 3-month gain of 35.89% and 6-month surge of 84.73% show the longer-term trend is still bullish. For short-term traders, this volatility could be a chance to buy the dip if you believe in the story, but I'd set tight stop losses given that high beta. Now, let's talk intrinsic value. I've run some numbers to see if Applied Digital is over or undervalued beyond just market multiples. Given the company's early stage growth and lack of consistent profitability, a traditional discounted cash flow model is tricky to apply with confidence. Their negative free cash flow and heavy CapEx spending make future cash projections speculative at best. Instead, I leaned on growth expectations and industry comps to gauge fair value. Based on this approach, considering their revenue trajectory and the massive tailwinds in AI infrastructure, I think the stock could be fairly valued closer to $30 to $35 per share if they hit their growth targets over the next few years. That's a slight premium to the current $27.60 price, suggesting there's some upside if execution remains strong. However, this comes with a big asterisk. Any hiccups in profitability or debt management could easily drag that fair value lower. This is more of a speculative growth play than a value investment right now. So, what's the final verdict on Applied Digital? Here's my take. This is a high-risk, high-reward stock. The growth story is undeniable. Revenue is soaring, and they're riding the AI wave with precision. Hyperscaler deals and a $1 billion NOI target show they've got big ambitions. But the red flags are real. Deep losses, high debt, and a lofty valuation mean there's little room for error. If you're a long-term investor with a stomach for volatility, a small position could make sense, especially on pullbacks like the one we're seeing now. For more conservative folks, I'd wait for signs of profitability before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish on Applied Digital, or are the risks too high? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Catch you in the next video.